Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Yes?
Fred Sanders, Special Agent, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The FBI?
Yes, ma'am. Is Mr. Brady at home?
Well, yes, he is. Step in, please. Right this way. Oh, this is my son, Bobby, and my nephew, Oliver. This is Mr. Sanders.
Are you really an FBI agent?
That's right, son.
Well, who's in trouble?
Oh, nobody's in trouble, young man.
I think my husband's in the den. This way.
Well, the FBI, right here at our house.
I wonder what in the world he wants to see my dad for.
Well, if your dad's involved with the FBI, it's got to be something really big.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Brady, but I have to clear up a couple of minor points on the form you filled out for your security clearance.
Security clearance? Relax, honey. We're designing a building for a classified government project, and I have to be cleared by the agency involved before I can work on it.
It's just routine, Mrs. Brady. The law requires it.
Aw, shucks. I was hoping Mike was an international spy.
Thanks for your cooperation, Mr. Brady.
Oh, happy to be of service, Mrs. Sanders.
And nice meeting you, Mrs. Brady.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Ugh. Honey, what is it about those three letters, FBI, that always make me nervous?
Obviously, it's a guilty conscience. Want to tell me about your sordid past?
I do not.
What's up, Dad?
Huh? Are you working for the FBI, Uncle Mike?
Oh, hold it, you two. No, I'm not working for the FBI, so don't let your imaginations run away with you, huh?
Well, then why was that FBI agent here?
Bob, it was just a routine visit on a routine matter on a routine job I'm doing for the government.
Right. And he just wanted to ask your father some routine questions.
About what? Routine spies?
Sorry, boys. No spies, just a security clearance.
A security clearance?
Wow!
No. There's no wow about it now. It's nothing, so just forget about it. Okay?
You know why he wants us to forget it?
No, why?
Because it must be a secret FBI thing.
You want to be practicing?
Yeah.
Here comes Reagan Peter.
Keep it cool about the FBI, huh?
Hey, you guys want to play basketball?
No, thanks.
We got more important things to do.
Like what?
Nothing.
If it's nothing, how can it be important?
Let's go, Oliver.
Hey, come on. You open the can, I'll spill the beans.
We can't, because it's a big secret.
Oliver, I told you to play it cool.
What do you mean? I didn't say anything about the FBI man coming over here to see us.
An FBI man was here? In this house? Come on, you two, quit stalling. Spill it.
Okay, but you'll have to keep it top secret. Even Uncle Mike and Aunt Carol are trying to pretend like it never happened.
What never happened?
Well, it's possible that Dad is working on an assignment for the FBI.
Now I got a secret for you two.
What?
Come here. You're nuts.
Oh, Alice. Oh, it smells delicious. What is it?
Well, it's a Monday's a corned beef, Tuesday's rice, Wednesday's mushrooms, and Thursday's tomatoes.
What do you call a dish like that?
Friday's mess.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Did we order any meat, Sam?
Oh, not today, Mrs. Brady. This is a personal visit.
Oh, well, the more personal, the better.
I have a favor to ask Mr. Brady.
Well, that wasn't the kind of personal I had in mind.
A favor of Mr. Brady?
Yes, but I'd rather not discuss it at this time.
Can you give us a hint?
Well, I can tell you this much. When the proper time does come, Alice, you will be the first to know. Is Mr. Brady at home?
Oh, yes, he's in the den, Sam. Go right on in.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I wonder what it is that I'm going to be the first to know.
He said it was something personal.
Requiring a favor of Mr. Brady.
And Mr. Brady's an architect, and architects build things like houses, honeymoon cottages.
Alice, you don't suppose?
Hey, hiya, fellas. How come you guys haven't been by the butcher shop lately?
Oh, well, we've been busy.
Yeah, and we're going to be even busier.
Sounds like you're working on a pretty big project.
Yeah, big.
Yeah, well, I'm working on a big project myself. That's how come I got to see your uncle.
What kind of project, Sam?
Oh, sorry, can't talk. Top secret stuff. See you later, guys.
I'm being carried away. It can't be.
Why not?
Well, I've jumped to that conclusion before, and I always fell right flat on my hope chest. Nope, I refuse to think about it.
Alice, how can you not think about it?
Willpower. I have always been wrong before, and so I won't think about it.
You have to be right sometime.
And this could be the time.
Let's think about it.
Top secret stuff. Maybe he's on the FBI mission with Uncle Mike.
Oliver, Sam's a butcher.
Hey, what a fantastic cover for an FBI agent. Nobody in the whole world would suspect a butcher.
You did.
Well, what's the favor then, Sam?
Well, I need some plans, Mr. Brady. You see, the store next to mine is vacant. And Mr. Gransky, he's my landlord. He told me that if I want to enlarge, he's going to give me first shot at it. But I have to let him know by Friday.
Wow, why so soon?
Well, Gronsky's got other tenants waiting. You see, but I don't want to make a decision until I see some plans so I get an idea of what it's going to cost me. Now, I'd be delighted to pay you for this, Mr. Brady.
Oh, that's no problem, Sam. I mean, Friday's a bit soon, but, look, I tell you what I could do. I can make you some very preliminary sketches and some very rough estimates of what it might cost you by then.
Oh, gee, that's terrific, Mr. Brady. That's great. And one more little favor, if I could impose on you.
Yeah.
I want you to keep it kind of strictly confidential between us.
Yeah.
You see, if it does go through, I want to surprise Alice. Let her know I'm a big meat mogo. Huh?
I won't say a word, Sam.
Oh, great, Mr. Brady. Oh, here. I'd like to show you a couple of ideas that I have here. Huh? Just a couple of little sketches that I made that might help you out. Ooh, excuse the liver, Mr. Now, right over here, I thought we could put a counter.
What can I do to look older?
Worry a lot about looking older.
Wait till I tell you the fantastic news.
What?
You have to keep it secret.
Oh, I love keeping secrets more than anything.
You mean you love telling secrets more than anything?
Oh, come on, I'm older now. You can trust me.
How can I be sure?
Oh, Marcia, trust her already, or I'll bust.
Okay, but not a word to anyone. It looks like Sam is finally going to ask Alice to marry him.
That's great! How do you know?
Did Sam say so?
He didn't have to.
Did Alice say so?
She didn't have to.
Did Mom say so?
She didn't have to either.
Then who told you they were getting married?
Nobody.
That's good enough for me.
Me too.
I can't believe it.
That's great.
You know, Oliver, you could be right.
Well, sure, it all adds up.
Yeah, but we better find out more about Sam first, and Alice is a person to ask.
Let's grill her.
You gotta take it smooth so she doesn't know we are.
Boy, you sure do know how to operate.
Oh, thanks. I used to watch Mission Impossible a lot. Come on.
Hey, Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, kids.
Hey, you know, we just ran into Sam. What a great guy Sam really is.
Yeah, Sam's super.
Well, I'm sure he'll be glad to know he's got a fan club.
How did you happen to meet such a fantastic guy?
I met him at a dance while he was in the Army. I've still got a scar on my ankle from those combat boots.
Oh, Sam was in the Army, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did he happen to be in intelligence?
Where all the spies hang out?
As a matter of fact, I don't know what Sam did in the Army. He never mentions it.
Well, I bet you know a lot of other things about him, right?
Only the important things.
Like what?
I'm 6 feet tall and 200 pounds of unbudgeable bachelor, and anything else is trivia.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, hiya, kids. What can I do for you?
Do you have an order of meat for us to pick up for Alice?
No.
Oh, well, we just thought we'd come by to make sure that you didn't have one.
Well, what's new, Sam?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Alice was telling us that you were in the Army.
Oh, she did, huh?
I bet you were a big hero, huh?
Well, I did my share.
Is that all?
We kind of expected that you'd done something real important.
Say, how would you guys like to hear how I stole the enemy code book single-handed?
You did?
You betcha. It was in the middle of this enemy camp, see? Surrounded by guns and tanks and planes and whatever. I had overpowered 3 guards to bust in.
With karate, huh?
Karate, jujitsu, kung fu, the works. A chop here, a kick there. They never knew what hit them. Then I grabbed the code book and I took it on the run.
Didn't they capture you?
Not Sly Sam, pal. I simply borrowed a uniform from one of the guards that I'd clobbered, and I waltzed out, neat as a pin.
Wow, I bet you got a medal for it.
Can we see it?
Oh, sorry, fellas. You see, it was a top secret mission. Now, if they gave medals for a thing like that, it wouldn't be top secret anymore, now would it?
That's right.
See? Oh, well, hiya, Mr. Gronsky. Excuse me, would you, fellas? I got some important business.
You got the plans from Brady yet, Sam?
Well, he won't have them until Friday.
Friday is the deadline, Sam.
I know.
So if you want to enlarge your...
Would you step over here a minute, Mr. Gronsky? Look, I don't want those Brady kids to hear about this because they might tell Alice.
They're talking about the plans.
Yeah, then that guy must be a spy, too.
Yeah, but for the other side, he wants Sam to get the plans away from my dad.
But if that guy's the enemy, Sam must be, too.
That's right, and if he is... And Sam's secretly working against my dad. You know what, Oliver?
What?
And once I see the plans, I'll have an idea of what it's going to cost you.
Sam's a double agent. Listen, you guys. Oliver and I think we're onto something really big, and we want to know what you think about it.
About what?
About Sam, the butcher.
What about Sam?
Well, you see, we think he's working for the FBI and the enemy. He's a double agent.
You mean you think he's selling hamburger to both sides?
Come on, we're serious, you guys.
Yeah, seriously, sick in the head. Hey, why don't you guys just get off the stupid spy kick?
Well, look at the evidence. The FBI comes over to see Dad. Then Sam comes over to see Dad about some top-secret plans. Then today we see the suspicious-looking guy in Sam's butcher shop asking Sam if he's gotten the plans away from Dad yet.
Yeah.
So Sam must be secretly working against Dad and the FBI.
It figures, doesn't it?
You know, Pete, I think these two guys may be onto something big at that.
I think you're right.
What should we do about it?
Well, you're going to have enough evidence on Sam to make a conviction stick if they nab him, see?
Well, how do we do that?
The old talcum powder routine.
What's that?
Come here. You see, talcum powder leaves traces in the hair and on clothing under certain conditions.
What kind of conditions?
These.
Dirty trick.
Boy, you just can't trust anyone over 12.
Hello. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Mr. Brady. See, I just called up to see if the plans were ready today.
They're all ready. I finished them last night.
Oh, that's terrific, Mr. Brady. Say, is it okay if I stop by this afternoon and pick them up?
Sure. I'll leave them on my drawing board in my den with your name on the envelope.
Oh, gee, I'd certainly appreciate this, Mr. Brady. And I want you to know that no matter what it costs, I want to pay for it.
Don't worry about it, Sam. Just give me my meat wholesale, okay? Okay. Goodbye.
Mike. What is all this business between you and Sam?
Honey, Sam asked me specifically not to mention it to anybody, and I promised him I wouldn't. I gave him my word. You wouldn't want me to violate that confidence, would you?
Yes.
No.
Mrs. Brady?
Mrs. Brady?
What is it, Alice?
There's an envelope here with Sam's name on it.
Yes, I know. Mr. Brady left it for Sam to pick up.
Did he give you any kind of an inkling of what might be inside?
Not an ink. He clammed up like an oyster. Alice, I'm dying to know what's inside.
You're dying? I'm halfway between rigor and mortis.
Well, do you think you should take a little peek?
No, I better not. I mean, that's Sam's private business. And if two people are going to have any kind of a relationship at all, they've got to learn to respect each other's privacy and trust. Nothing fell out.
I'll get it, Alice. Whoops! Dropped it. Boy, they sure don't make flimsy envelopes like they used to.
Well, whatever's in there, I hope it's got a little white picket fence around it.
Mom, we can't decide on something, so would you please be the tiebreaker?
What tie am I breaking?
Well, we've pooled our money, but we can't decide on a wedding gift for Alice and Sam.
Oh, now that's very sweet of you kids. But we're not even sure about the wedding yet.
Well, just in case, I think we should get him something nice, like a kitchen appliance.
I think they'd appreciate a clock radio.
What do you think, Cindy?
Well, I think we should get them something they really need.
What?
An electric popcorn popper.
I can see you plan to visit them a lot.
Oh, yeah? What do you vote for, Mom?
None of the above. When it comes to weddings, hold your horses till you're sure about the groom.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Say, I just stopped by to pick up some plans that Mr. Brady left for me in his den.
Oh, yes, we've been expecting you, Sam. Anything special in those plans?
Very special. Is it okay if I go get them?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. They're on Mr. Brady's desk. In a very strong envelope.
Oh, thank you.
He'd be so nice to throw rice at, wouldn't he?
Fellas, I just stopped by to pick something up. I'll see you guys later. I'm in kind of a hurry.
Boy, talk about cool. You see that? He just waltzes in, grabs the plants, and then waltzes back out.
That proves it. Sam's a double agent.
Yeah. There's only one thing to do. We gotta warn my dad.
Oh, I only wish we had a push-button phone.
Hello, is Mr. Brady there? He did? No message. I'll call back. Just stepped out of his office. We'll have to call back.
Hello. Oh, yeah, Sam, did you get the sketches?
I sure did, Mr. Brady, but me and Mr. Gronsky here, we're confused about a couple of things.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, now, if we knew, we wouldn't be confused, would we? No, I mean, we just don't understand a couple of these fancy sketches.
Well, look, Sam, I'm just leaving now. Why don't I drop by and say half an hour, and we'll see if we can't straighten it all out.
Oh, that'll be terrific, Mr. Brady. I really appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
He'll be here in a half an hour.
Good! I'll come back. I want to get this thing settled today.
Fine, fine.
Hello? Did Mr. Brady get back? This is his son again. He left again? Well, did he say where he was going? It's really important.
Oh, well, thanks. Bye. Boy, we got a big problem.
What?
Dad's on his way to Sam's butcher shop, and if Sam gets a hold of him, we gotta cut him off.
Hey, hiya, fellas. What can I do for you?
Has my dad been here yet?
Not yet, but I'm expecting him any minute. That reminds me, I never finished that army story I was telling you fellas when you were in here before. Now, let's see, where did I leave off? I remember. I'd stolen the code book, and I was on my way back to the platoon, see? When suddenly this enemy general pops up right in front of me. But before he can get his gun up, Chapo.
Chapo?
Chopper! I took him completely by surprise. So you see, fellas, if you're ever in a jam, the element of surprise is your best weapon.
Surprise, huh?
Oh, hi, Mr. Gransky.
Hello, Sam. Did that Mr. Brady show up yet?
Not yet, but I'm expecting him any minute. Any minute.
All right. Listen, while we're waiting, I'll check out that freezer you were complaining about.
Oh, good idea. Excuse me a minute, will you, fellas?
They must be planning to jump my dad and then lock him up in that freezer.
Yeah.
Remember what Sam just said. The element of surprise is your best weapon.
Yeah.
And if we get a surprise for them, come on. Okay, on three. One, two, three!
Say what?
He sold you out to Gransky.
And they're gonna freeze you.
Hold it, boys. What's going on? What are they doing in the freezer?
We locked him in there to save you.
You gotta get out of here, Uncle Mike.
I don't believe this.
Dad!
Me, Sam, the butcher, a spy.
Well, me, a spy, too.
Yeah, but you're just an ordinary spy. I'm a double agent.
Oh, boys. How in the world could you boys believe something like that?
Well, I didn't at first.
But then it got easier.
I think it's partly my fault, Mr. Brady. Those army stories I told them were a little exaggerated.
Well, maybe so, but I hope you boys understand what can happen when you jump to conclusions without getting all the facts.
Well, no jumping for me anymore, Uncle Mike.
Me neither.
And locking somebody in a freezer, you know that can be dangerous.
Well, we were just going to keep me in there till you came.
Well, look, don't lock anybody in anything anymore, okay?
Okay, we won't. You sure you're not mad at us?
Oh, it's okay, fellas.
Yeah, forget it, boys. Me a spy. Wait till I tell the wife and kids.
I'm sorry about the whole thing, fellas.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Brady. But I'll tell you one thing. This is one spy who's glad he came in from the cold. I just stopped by to drop this envelope off to Mr. Brady.
Sam, you and I have been going together too long to keep secrets from one another.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alice, but I'm just not ready to reveal my secret just yet.
You implied that I was involved in whatever is going on.
Well, you are, in a way.
Then I insist on knowing.
Alice!
I not only insist, I demand to know.
Oh, come on! Okay. Look, I'm thinking of enlarging my butcher shop, and Mr. Brady drew up these plans for me. Huh?
That's the big secret?
So now you know.
I don't want to know.
What do you mean you don't want to know? Alice, look, we're not just destined for ground round. Think of Chateau Briand. But I'm changing the name. It's going to be another series. Thank you.